And now, from the producers of Ruby...
Hey, sucker! Suck on this!
And Ruby 2 and 3...
They don't know about my new improved Smith Hitachi Godzilla Blunderbuss Blaster. So much for your shield, sucker.
Comes the rather tranquil Travels with Jack.
I'm sinking through the floor. My whole body is sliding through. I'm falling.
Yes, there's adventure.
These aren't anything like Mayan carvings.
No, definitely not.
Nor Aztec.
No, nothing I've ever seen before.
There should be more inside. Come on in.
There's humor. There's pathos.
He had his joke, didn't he?
The man who gave you the card.
So stupid of me. I trusted him.
Who was he?
There's mystery. There's even profound metaphysical teachings.
It will eat your soul.
God, I really hate things that eat your soul.
I do too.
There are beautiful women.
Kiss me. No way.
Kiss me.
You don't have any lips.
Kiss me.
No.
I can't stay long. Do it.
No way. Good.
Kiss.
Handsome men.
Ciao.
Ciao.
And the soothing, suave voice of our gallant hero, Jack Flanders.
Did it steal my body while I was sitting here? The lantern's floating in the air.
Who is Jack Flanders? Well, the whole pop catalog calls him an accidental cosmic tourist. He first appeared in the now classic Fourth Tower of Inverness, followed by the haunting Moon Over Morocco, The Incredible Adventures of Jack Flanders, and Dreams of Rio. Now you can travel with Jack as he hops about the globe, solving those ever-elusive metaphysical mysteries of life. Or at least he gives it a good shot.
So black in here. Anyone home? Sorry I asked. Right, forget it. I didn't ask you anything. Something doesn't like the fact that we're here.
Like all great radio adventures, Travels with Jack is very visual. See what happens to our hero when he's in a New York restaurant and a strange, exotic-looking woman suddenly sits down at his table and says...
Take me home.
I don't even know you.
Take me home, Jack.
But you know who I am.
Please.
Where is your home?
You know.
Brazil?
Look at me.
Your eyes are so clear, like glass. Cool, like crystal.
What do you see?
I see myself reflected in your eyes.
Take me home, Jack.
I do know you. But it's as though I know you from a dream. Is that true?
You love the jungle, Jack.
Jungle Jack? How do you know that? Huh?
Don't you know me?
No.
Don't be frightened.
Well, who's frightened?
I can do things. I can become things.
Well, sure you can.
I'm going to show you who I am.
Great, fine.
I'm going to remove that which is not me.
Well, go ahead, fine.
My veil.
Hmm.
My head. hair.
Hey, oh, wait.
My ears, so. Oh. My nose.
Good Lord.
My eyes.
Oh, wait, wait, stop. Oh, my God.
My lips.
Stop.
And my skin.
Look at me.
No.
Look at me, Jack.
I can't. Oh, your face. My God. A skull. A clear, crystal skull. Who are you?
Your salade maison.
Huh?
The adventure begins in Rio on New Year's Eve during the Feast of Yemanja and continues to the Amazon rainforest, to New Delhi, Bombay, and Bangalore, to Bali, to Java, and Sumatra, where the rhinoceros once roamed. What makes this series so different is that the sounds and music were recorded on location in these different countries. They were recorded by the author, Tom Lopez, with his trusted digital tape recorders and sneaky little microphones. The stories are visual because we're using the sound the same way a filmmaker might find a visually interesting location to place a scene. With Travels with Jack, the script is written after the sounds have been recorded, so the scenes take place within these rather rich, lush, exotic settings. Bukittinggi, West Sumatra. The city is built at the base of two volcanoes. When Ramadan, the Muslim month of fasting, ends, the whole city reverberates with the celebration. You open the window, you turn on the radio, the television, it's everywhere. And it's so stunning, so hypnotic. When you listen, you almost fall into a trance. The four stories in this 16-week series are Dreams of the Amazon, with sounds recorded in Rio and the Amazon rainforest. Dreams of India, with sounds recorded all over India. Dreams of Bali. And Dreams of Sumatra. So give yourself a break. Turn off the tube. Turn on your imagination. You may find that the pictures are better.